I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The world-famous Bolshoi Theater reopened over the weekend to great fanfare, and for the first time in its history, an American will be a principal dancer at the Bolshoi Ballet. He'll join next month. But as Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow, Americans have been going to Moscow for years trying to make it big in ballet.
Dancers took to the stage at Russia's finest theater for the first time in more than 6 years after more than $700 million in renovations. Muscovite Maria, who didn't want to use her last name, braved the wind and cold to see the opening gala. She says this is like a big holiday for us. This is a beautiful theater. The opening is so important for all of us, for Russia, for Moscow. She says this theater is the face of all Russians. And, well, that's what brothers Julian and Nicholas McKay want to change. They're 14 and 10, the youngest Americans ever admitted to the Bolshoi Academy, the training ground for the big stage. They've been dancing at the Bolshoi Academy for 3 years and 2 years, respectively. Julian says it's been a struggle. Both teachers and students were hard on him.
A lot of my friends don't like the U.S., but they think, oh, Americans.
Well, I think actually at the school when I first came, I got a lot of that. They were really anti-American and everything, especially even just the kids, you know? And then after I became friends with them and everything, you kind of realize that it's not really them saying that. It's like their parents or, like, it's kind of the old generation that says that, I think.
Though American culture is certainly catching on, the boys agreed to meet me after 14-year-old Julian had his birthday party at the Chili's restaurant on Arbot Street. Brother Nicholas agrees that being from the land of baseball and apple pie wasn't exactly something to brag about. He says it was hard to make friends when he first arrived.
If I had understood some of the things they said, I don't think I would have been very good friends with them right now.
The sweet-faced all-American boys came from Bozeman, Montana to attend arguably the best ballet school in the world. Their mother, Teresa Kahn, wasn't exactly on board when eldest son Julian got an invitation from the academy at the age of 12.
When he got the invitation to Russia, I said, no, I'm not going. And it wasn't necessarily on my list of, oh, I have to get there, like on my bucket list to do before I'm gone.
But the family is something of a ballet powerhouse. Kahn says she relented after talking to her daughter, who along with her sister is dancing at the State Ballet in Munich.
My son would resent it because sooner or later, he's going to realize it's the Bolshoi. I had the opportunity, the door opened, and I didn't run through it because my mom and dad wouldn't let me.
And both her boys have been running towards that Russian stage door ever since. Julian and Nicholas spend up to 11 grueling hours every day on their young feet. Blue-eyed Nicholas, the 10-year-old, looks unfazed and smiles when he describes his typical day, which includes 10 classes.
Well, I get out about 7:30, go to school. Some days I have Russian class, then ballet class, maybe gymnastics, historical dance class, or repertoire. And the final class ends at 6:30.
Brother Julian's commitment has caught his teacher's attention. He's recently been placed in quite a few Bolshoi performances.
It's really an amazing feeling. I was in Esmeralda, Paquita, and Sleeping Beauty.
Julian even danced with Principal Natalia Osipova when he was 13 in Coppelia. It was broadcast live and aired in more than 300 theaters in 22 countries.
I'm standing here and there's Osipova standing there. She's right there, dancing on the same stage.
Both Julian and Nicholas are very disciplined and focused, though they admit it's still tough keeping up with the Russians.
In the end, it comes to understanding the teacher. I really feel that the hardest part is understanding what exactly he wants from you and then being able to do it right away. Sometimes Russians are a bit too, like, harsh and stuff, but they really care about their students a lot. I think, actually, as you get older, that gets more tough on you. But I don't know, I think it's tough love.
It's that tough love that both boys say they've come to appreciate and expect from their teachers. They both hope to graduate from the academy and join the Bolshoi as a principal dancer one day. Even though it may be a rough road ahead, Julian says he isn't fazed because he says at least that path has been blazed by David Hallberg, the first ever American to join the Bolshoi as a principal dancer. He starts in November. For The World, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.